There's a cloud coming over the Army's Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. It's awarded a much-anticipated $62 million contract to run a privately operated data center there. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the Army sees this project as the first major step in its cloud computing strategy.
The Army says it formally awarded the project to IBM on September 27th in the form of a task order under its Army Private Cloud 2 IDIQ contract. The contract includes one base year and four option years. It represents the first time the Army has contracted with a private company to build a contractor-owned and operated data center on military property. Officials did not immediately respond to a request for contracting documents that would reveal the full scope of work under the project, known as Army Private Cloud Enterprise, but a spokesman for Army Contracting Command says the new data center would initially be used as a migration point for systems and applications that are currently housed in government-run data centers at Redstone. Then, barring any major unforeseen challenges, other systems from across the Army would move into the same facility over the next 5 years. The spokesman says lessons learned from the pilot will provide critical information needed to mature application migration and cloud management processes and procedures. The award is the first step, officials say, in actualizing the Army cloud computing strategy. Lieutenant General Robert Farrell, the Army's chief information officer, told reporters last week that Redstone represented an ideal location to prove out the concept of a privately run cloud on a military installation.
Why Redstone? There are, I think, average of 24 data centers that are there, 11 of which that are Army. And so the goal with this pilot is to migrate those apps into that environment. Not everything's going to move to the cloud, but we believe with cloud, it will enhance mission command. It will continue having access to a common user experience, reduce the IT and OM cost, as will also reduce the physical footprint and enhance data consolidation. So we have awarded our contract for Redstone to start our first pilot.
And significantly, the Army plans to certify the private cloud at the highest security levels defined in DoD's Cloud Security Requirements Guide, levels 5 and 6, which includes secret-level data. On the whole, the military has migrated very few classified and sensitive applications into commercially run cloud environments, partially because the costs involved in meeting the physical and cybersecurity requirements for data at that level tend to cancel out the cost savings of cloud computing. The Army believes it can mitigate at least some of those security costs by letting a company operate a cloud environment within its own secure perimeter. In pre-solicitation documents, the Army also told competing vendors that they would need to implement continuity of operations, disaster recovery, and backup services, develop procedures to bill various Army customers for on-demand cloud provisioning, offer services to transition systems and applications out of legacy data centers, and help with organizational change management. The Army also sees the cloud pilot as a key element of its strategy to consolidate and close its inventory of underutilized and inefficient government-owned data centers. Depending on how those are counted, the Army operates anywhere between 200 and 1,200, and under guidance from the Office of Management and Budget, it must close at least 350 over the next 2 years.
Our goal is to reduce that number down to 10 data centers. So that's, as you see, that will be a huge effort by all to kind of move in that direction. We've identified four locations, CONUS, where we want to have enduring locations, one being Fort Knox, one being Redstone, one being Fort Bragg, and one Fort Carson. Six overseas, but we haven't identified those locations as yet.
To accelerate the closures, the Army CIO's office prepared a directive to be signed by the Secretary of the Army, designating exactly which centers must be closed by the local commanders that operate them and the timetable for the closures to actually take place. Officials had originally expected those orders to be signed by this past summer, but they remain a work in progress, Farrell says.
It's in the editor's phase of just making sure we've got the right T's and I's dotted. But it should be coming out very shortly. We've got feedback that is past that phase, and so it should be going up into the final approval.
Once it is approved, Army officials plan to take a fairly ruthless approach to rationalizing applications across the service and migrating the remaining ones into a relative handful of government-run data centers or commercial cloud offerings. A new Migration Implementation Review Council, or MIRC, made up of general officers and senior executives, will keep watch over the entire process, as Attila Bognar, the Army's data center consolidation chief, told a conference in August.
Assures that the Army will comply with data center consolidation efforts. It will track all the specified tasks in the directive. It will track the implementation schedules and timelines, and ensure that we don't digress from that. Now, there will be a means for commands to ask, if you will, for reclamas, not to close at certain times, but it must come through the MERC, the Migration Petition Review Council, in order to get approval. Ultimately, the MERC is going to report to the chair of the Army Enterprise Network Council, who in turn will report status to the senior resource group, which is, of course, chaired by the Secretary of the Army. So there's some serious governance put into the directive as well to ensure that we don't deviate.
Whether by coincidence or by design, Army IT officials' decision to make Redstone a focal point for the data center pilot dovetails with ongoing work by local commanders at the Huntsville, Alabama installation to make as much productive use of the real estate there as possible, including by moving off-base leased offices back onto the arsenal grounds and encouraging other federal agencies to locate their operations within the gates. Catherine Hammack, the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment, says that's one of the cost-saving approaches the Army is taking to its facility footprint in lieu of congressional permission for another round of base closures.
I was down in Huntsville, and the Redstone was working methodically. They had a catalog of all the leases occurring off base. They were methodically working their way through when those leases expired, what spaces were available, and doing a great job in restoration and modernization funds to restore buildings that maybe another agency had moved out of to bring people back on base. As far as moving other federal agencies on base, not every federal agency wants to work in the secure environment that we are in. There are those that do, like the FBI back to Redstone that moved on to base because it gives them the secure environment and also gives them some range capabilities they didn't have before. We're looking at everything. It's a somewhat slow process. There is some work going on with the GSA to try and identify where there are opportunities. But at the same time, we're also working hard to put in systems to ensure that when another federal agency moves on to our base, we are appropriately invoicing them for the costs that they are adding to the installation, to ensure we don't increase costs for the Army when we bring a tenant on.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.